And for the last week or so, John, we've been debating on what to do about this pie that got left behind. I don't know whose pie it was that got left behind, but it's been sitting on this table since Pie Day. Would you take a bite of it?
Pie Day was last Tuesday. So this is 1 week and 1 day that this is a full pie from Barb's. It's there.
Unrefrigerated.
I'm never certain what to do about these pie things. When I brought the pie home last week, I had it out on the counter for, I don't know, a half day or so, and then I put it in the fridge, and then Christine was coming over like later in the week, and I said, well, should I keep this in the refrigerator, or what do I do? And she said, no, you can keep it out on the counter. It doesn't have dairy in it, so it'll be okay on the counter. And so, again, we got the pies on Tuesday, and when she was over Thursday or something like that, or maybe it was Friday, but that's what we did. I kept it on the counter and kept it on the counter. I finally finished that pie, Brad. I think it was Sunday. Wow. It was Saturday or Sunday. Okay. All right. It took me to get through that. But it stayed on the counter the rest of the week.
I didn't want a chance, so I had to eat that thing by Friday.
Okay, but I didn't.
I didn't have 4 days was my limit.
It was a bumbleberry pie is what Barb calls them. So that's it. There it sat. I never got sick. It was good. Great. Okay. That was how many days? That was maybe 5 days, right?
Yeah,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, days. Saturday. Yeah, it was almost 6 days that thing sat on a counter.
You know,
this one here, this is 8 days.
I'm not going there. Not after 8 days. 8 or 9 days. That's too long.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not going to. But maybe you. I don't know if you can or not. There's no. What's going on with those berries after all those days? Those berries don't need to be refrigerated after a while? Or they can just sit like that?
I don't know. I got mine in the fridge as soon as, like, it was dropped off. I didn't want to chance it.
Well, I do like how it tastes. I prefer the taste
room temperature yes.
than refrigerated.
Yeah.
So I was happy with our move on the pie.
One of the things about having chickens and them laying eggs is I've always had kept the eggs in the refrigerator, always, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, I thought that's where the eggs go. But you can keep eggs on like the counter or something for 3 months or something. It's a long time.
They don't have to go in?
They don't have to. The rule we operate under, like if you pick up the egg and it's cold, then keep it cold, you know, put it in the refrigerator. But if you pick up the egg and it's like room temperature or warm or something, you can leave it on the counter.
So if it's always been
yes.
room temperature, you can keep it that way. But once you put it in the fridge,
then it's got or like you okay. know during the winter or something yeah. during the colder months, if you pick it up and it's cold, it goes in the refrigerator. But if not, we have a egg rack that sits on the counter and stuff, and if they're warm to the touch or whatever, we just put them there.
Yeah, and this year is the first year. This is Tangelo season. Which goes for maybe, I don't know, a few more weeks. And this is the first year that I have not refrigerated these things. And I just decided that, well, if the store isn't refrigerating them and they're leaving them out, why wouldn't I do that? And so I just leave them out there, and they're easier to peel, and I like them better that way, room temperature, than when they're cold. So it goes to that whole thing. There are certain things that do you refrigerate or, you know, are they better refrigerated or not? I'm not sure.
I have a list of items that people debate.
Now, but we believe we're going to agree that pie is probably not.
That's probably past its prime.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, if somebody.
Unfortunately.
Well, we live in berry country here. I would think somebody would be able to tell us mm-hmm. with expertise, not with some guess. We would have a berry head out there who'd be able to tell us, no, I wouldn't. Or, yes, it's okay. All right. Well, the Barry lines, Brad and John at KISM.com and 360-733-5476. What do you have?
Well, if we want to hook up some tickets, too, for somebody, we'll bounce a couple items off them
Well, what do you have there?
Apples.
Fridge or not?
Apples. Did you say What percentage of people say apples should be refrigerated versus the pantry or the counter?
Well, I don't know what percentage, but I would say, Brad, I would now, since I'm doing this with the Tangelos, I'm not putting them in the fridge because when I go to my store, they don't have them refrigerated.
I like cold apples just for taste, but 56% say pantry on the counter.
Yeah. Jason emails us, Brad and John. Hey, guys, eggs. The key with eggs, if you wash them, then you have to refrigerate. If not washed, they can sit out for months, he says. Okay.
Yeah, you don't wash them. That's for sure.
Okay.
What about butter? Butter.
Oh, I refrigerate.
Really?
Yes. We don't have some in the
refrigerator.
That's dairy.
It's weird. We leave butter out.
For how long?
I mean, in a butter dish, like on the top of the stove. I mean, the stove.
Yeah, but for overnight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe you can, but I wouldn't do that.
77% say fridge. 23 say it's okay on the counter.
My grandma used to do that. What you're talking about, though, she had this.
I like the soft
butter. Yeah, I like it soft, too. She had, like, this
little butter dish.
She had a butter dish, but she had this kind of cover thing that fit properly over it, and she would leave that thing on the counter. And I guess we never got sick from grandma's butter.
Well, let's do some tickets. 733-5476, 733-KISM.
All right, if you got any, and if you want to get in on the Barry thing, too, 360-733-5476.